Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Absolutely shocking, Lee, to see the back-to-back. The American people, they're bad people if you don't want to get a vaccine. Taliban are awesome, though. They're the bestest. We love them. Businesslike. And I would agree with that description. They're very businesslike.
Oh, yeah, the business of terrorism and tyranny.
Yes, spend some time on Twitter. Watch them chop the heads off.
Yeah.
Watch them do that. Watch them do the executions.
Mm-hmm.
Watch them execute children for flying kites.
Mm-hmm.
Go watch that.
Yeah.
Watch them execute a 17-year-old girl while her parents watch because she didn't wear a burqa. You might have missed that one in the New York Post. Very they are businesslike, yes. And the Biden administration loves them. More than you. That was the single most chilling speech yesterday I have ever seen. Bar none. It scared me. I couldn't sleep last night. I am literally terrified for my country right now because this, folks, once you understand something, this isn't about vaccines. This has nothing to do with vaccines. Nothing whatsoever. Almost all the scientific claims he made last night were absolutely bogus. You know that if you listen to this show. It's zombie science. It's not true. We're not going to get the outcomes, he says, from mass vaccination. And we'll go back through all those stats today. We're going to take it one by one, use actual science, and live in reality as we always do on the show. This is about getting... And battleground listeners know this is about getting two vaccine passports, having to have travel papers, and ultimately having to have government permission to do anything. Having to have government permission to be counted as a full citizen in your society in order to eat. And let me tell you what, if it wasn't vaccines, it'd be about something else. They'd use some other way to get there. This is a raw, naked bid for the power that the leaders in Australia have. Australia, you can't go 5 kilometers away from your own home. You have to apply to the government if you would like to move, like sell your house and move. We have one listener whose family's going through that in Australia. They had to get government permission, fill out the paperwork to go beyond the 5 kilometer zone, and they are now being quarantined in an Airbnb. Government orders. You want to live like that? Because that's what he proposed last night. You're thinking, wait, I didn't hear that. Oh, I did. People aren't, they're focusing on the big details. I caught the small ones.
Yeah. Devil's always in the details.
Yes. And what he did last night was brilliant. Was brilliant. Whoever came up with it is a genius. Is a genius. If you're a listener to the Battleground podcast, you can get it by texting Battleground to 71307. You recognized what he proposed last night. Yeah, vaccine made it. No. Well, part of it, no. What countries have a fine that kicks in, coincidentally, this month for each unvaccinated worker? What countries have that? This is France's vaccine passport system, exactly. They're just backing into it. They're backing into it. To work in France right now, start at the beginning of September, as in the UK, you must have a vaccine passport. in good standing. If you do not have that, they fine the business out of existence, pretty much, for each worker. That part is what he proposed last night, is the key part of the French system and of the UK system. The part we haven't gotten to yet, and he described it last night, but everybody missed it. I didn't miss it. The part that's secondary, Lee, you're going to need a system to track all this, right?
Well, of course.
I mean,
got to have some bureaucracy there.
But yeah, no, you're going to need a system to track all this. You literally couldn't do it because we've now got board members from Pfizer. We'll play that audio today saying, well, 3 shots? That's not enough. No, no, no. You need 4. 4 shots. Well, you can't. Nobody can keep up with that unless you have to have a vaccine passport in good standing. Now, Biden, who lies, says the federal government is not going to do that. But Biden knows something that listeners of the Battleground podcast know. They don't have to. Microsoft began developing that system in January. They launched it in May. There was just no enforcement mechanism. It's the same system as the one in France. It's a horrific system. It tracks you. Let me say that again. It tracks you. If you had dinner with your friend Teresa last week between 6:30 and 7:45, and then Teresa, who is not vaccinated but goes with the testing twice a week plan, comes down with COVID and has to enter it into her vaccine passport, they come for you. You're sent a notice through your vaccine passport, 10-day mandatory quarantine. And up until recently in the UK, that was if you're vaccinated. Let me repeat. That was if you're vaccinated. So everybody walking around this morning go, I'm vaccinated. I'm free. Oh, no, you're not. So what happens if you have to tell your employer you have to quarantine for 10 days? This is where it gets fun. You lose your job. They can't sit around, let you keep quarantining, especially if you're one of those who wants to go with the testing system. They can tell on these passports, you sat next to Teresa for an hour and 43 minutes. They know how many feet from her you were. He proposed that last night. You're thinking, wait, what? Vaccine? He didn't use the word vaccine passport. Doesn't poll well. But he did, Lee, talk about a system of contact trace. We're going to need to know that. Going to need to know who's positive. Going to need to know all of that. How do you do that? With Microsoft's vaccine passport. That's how you do it. When they put the request for proposal out, they asked people to build a system, their contactors, that could trace everywhere you go and create a record. He proposed all that last night. Everybody, I think, but me missed it. Maybe in the next coming days they'll figure out what's going on here. What he proposed yesterday was the French system. The French system that has led to hundreds of thousands of people in the streets, weekend after weekend after weekend. And these are vaccinated people. That's what this is, to backing into it. It's not about vaccines. Not about stopping COVID, because you can't. You can't. And we're going to talk about that today, too. I've got this, and I thought we'll whip it back out again so you could see what it would look like if we were to be the most highly vaccinated society on earth, as Israel is. Let me read this in the UK Daily Mail. The country's national coronavirus czar, Salman Zarqa, says, given that the virus is here and will continue to be here, we need to prepare for the fourth injection. Wait, I'm sorry. The most highly vaccinated society on earth, well, I should say country, not society. Their coronavirus czar is admitting this will always be with us? Yep. Third booster didn't stop it? Nope. They got more cases than America right now. And we're a much bigger country.
South Carolina's a bigger state than they are.
Yeah. And so this is dealt with more honestly in other countries. Again, the UK's inventor of the AstraZeneca vaccine, he is the head of the vaccine group at Oxford University. The country's foremost virologist says it will always be with us. We can't beat it with vaccination. And you just heard that from the Israeli health minister as well. Israel is now going to the fourth booster. They have the highest case total they have ever had per capita. Our leaders know this. So what are they doing? They want the travel papers. They want the power that they see in Australia. That's what this is about, Lee. All right, I'm I'm done with this. I could go on forever, and I probably will today. But understand, he just proposed a system of absolute totalitarian surveillance.
Have you noticed, and this is just sort of a tangential issue, on the graphs of the spikes, they're almost identical in every single country.
Except India, where they take there's a state in India where they take ivermectin. Almost no one dies there.
But I'm talking about the spikes. I mean, the dates don't exactly match up because
they're close.
But they're so close, and the amount of increase and the rate of decrease when it drops off, and then the low levels. All of these graphs look eerily similar. How is it that every single culture, society, nation, group of people has almost the same situation of a pandemic? I mean, it's just the pattern of those graphs just looks so eerily similar to me. It's just
I can explain it if you want me to tell you.
Why not?
Yeah. Israel's is actually almost identical to ours, except it goes a little earlier because their mass vaccination campaign began earlier. The vaccine begins to fail in efficacy in about 6 months. And the spike hits again as the new variant comes through.
I guess my question, though,
it matches the vaccination period almost exactly.
Back to, though, how do these variants behave in exactly the same way and almost the exact same time period or length of time between spikes and you know, lulls and then another spike in almost every country? I mean, because we're talking about some third world countries where they don't even have the vaccine or very little of it. And yet you've got countries like Israel, the United States, UK, France, Germany, that mass vaccination. Japan, oddly enough, Japan has not had many vaccines. That was one of the concerns during the Olympic Games, is that very few or relatively few compared to this country, people in Japan were vaccinated because for some reason they did not produce a lot of vaccine. And Japan's certainly a first world country.
Which, by the way, their health minister just announced this week they're going to mass treatment with ivermectin.
Oh, and I noticed, too.
Interesting.
What is the treatment you've been talking about recently? The
monoclonal antibodies, yes, highly effective.
Guess who mentioned that last night?
Who did?
Biden.
Oh, yeah, because it works. It reduces hospitalization by 70% and then death by 70%. And they have kept it from the American people. My dad and my sister wouldn't have had to suffer it the way that they did had anyone offered it to them. They will not give you treatments that work. Ask yourself why. They won't tell you about them. Anything that's not the vaccine, they don't want to talk about. And that's because if we could defeat this any other way with cheap drugs or monoclonal antibodies, we wouldn't need the shot and we wouldn't need the vaccine passports. It's about the papers. Look, if Biden wanted to save people in this country, he wouldn't have exempted the postal workers and he would have applied this mandate to the illegals. He did not. And that's because Fox News reported a couple months ago now, the illegals are refusing the vaccine at about a 50% rate. They're afraid they won't come and vote Democrat if they have to take the vaccine. So they didn't mention them. That's not about stopping COVID. Once you understand that, everything they say and all the contradictions go away and it begins to make sense. It's about getting to the same papers style, East German style, got to have travel papers, got to have government permission to do virtually anything. That's what this is about.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
To the gates of hell. That's where he says he's going to fight Joe Biden. Tweet put out by our Governor Henry McMaster in the middle of Joe Biden's speech. I got to say, that's about the hottest under the collar that I have ever seen, Henry McMaster. And I hope he does more than put out a strongly worded statement. Oh, my gosh. And it might have been this that set McMaster off. This from Chairman Biden, who apparently thinks that he can just get state governors out of the way. I don't know what magical power he thinks he has to do that, but it's terrifying that he does.
If they'll not help, if these governors won't help us beat the pandemic, I'll use my power as president to get them out of the way.
Get them out of the way? Get them out of the way, Chairman Biden said. He's a big admirer of Chairman Xi. They're really good friends, he explained to us once. So I guess maybe he thinks that he's got those kinds of powers. He doesn't. Look, y'all, I know today is a day that you're going to want to sound off. You got to be out there wanting to sound off. So this is your day to do that. I'm going to let you do a lot of the show today if you choose, if you want to. You can text me at 71307 or give us a call on the Ingalls Markets talk line, 800-347-1063. How's this affecting you personally? Now, we don't know how this is going to go in court. You don't know if your company is going to voluntarily go along with this. And I think a lot of companies will, even if they lose, and even the Biden administration loses in court. So what it's going to come down to is our governor. We need Henry McMaster. And I know they listen to the show. We need Henry McMaster to find the backbone and our legislature that Ron DeSantis has down in Florida. $5,000 fine for every instance of asking someone their vaccine status. That's how you fight. That's how you keep the country from joining Australia, joining France, and having travel papers. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. Here's what our Governor McMaster tweeted. The American dream has turned into a nightmare under President Biden and the radical Democrats. They have declared war against capitalism, thumbed their nose at the Constitution, and empowered our enemies abroad. He tweeted, rest assured, we will fight them to the gates of hell to protect the liberty and livelihood of every South Carolinian. I hope he means it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's jump on the line with Daniel in Taylor's. He joins us this morning on the Ingalls Markets talk line. You don't think this is about the virus either, Daniel? Are we going to have working phones today? Let's see. There we go.
Can you hear me, sir?
Here you go. Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
No, I just talked to your call screener. I was telling him if this was about stopping disease, we'd be doing things to stop disease. It was about, we'd be following science. We'd be going about our lives in a way that made sense. What we're doing now is sliding us further and further and further into tyranny. And how people are not, the people that are not fighting this, what are you doing right now? Like, where are you? Like, some of us have been out here since for a year and a half now, trying to sound the alarm. And it feels like so many people have just been asleep. They've been thinking, oh, I'll just do this or I'll do that. I'll take a shot. I'll just go away. It's not going away.
Nope.
It's up to us. It's up to us.
So, Daniel, real quick, I'm curious if this is personally affecting you. Do you work for a business with more than 100 employees or, you know, where are you personally?
Okay, so I'm not going to say that specifically, but yes, it's going to affect all of us, and it's going to affect me. I know it will, because every time the line gets moved, they keep advancing the line. It started with just the eligible people. Oh, you can go out and get your, and then it moves on to healthcare people, and it moves on. I've been at these protests. I've been out here watching this stuff. It's a slow march, but it's speeding up. It's not going away unless we're somehow able to draw a line and create a resistance that's unbreakable. I'm not sure what it's going to take, but believe me, I've been in this.
Yeah, and thank you for your phone call, Daniel. You should see the text line. You should see my inbox. You would be shocked if you knew how many doctors in this community are unvaccinated. And there's doctors in management, too, who are unvaccinated. They have a tremendous amount of pressure on them right now. Just those who are horrified by what is going on here, and they can't speak out because they're now terrified they'll lose their licenses. This is a totalitarian regime, folks. Once you understand it's not about the vaccine, then you understand. You can begin to understand where we're going. And if you want to catch up on that, you listen to the Battleground podcast. You can text the keyword Battleground to 71307. If you do listen to the podcast, you knew this was coming. Here's a key part of what Biden said. I bet no one else will play this clip today because everybody missed it. They're looking at the wrong things. They're looking at Biden threatening us. They don't listen to this, though.
We have the tools to combat the virus. If we can come together as a country and use those tools, if we raise our vaccination rate, protect ourselves and others with masking, expanded testing, and identify people who are infected, we can and we will turn the tide on COVID-19.
That sounds kind of bland, right? Kind of blasé. No one cut it. Until you understand what he's describing there. That's the French system. We have to identify everybody who has COVID. And in France, you can't hide if you have COVID. Can't hide. Doesn't matter if you're vaccinated or not. They know where you go. They know where you've been. They know who you were with. They know it all. So real quick, I want to paint a picture for you because Biden painted a picture last night that was a lie, that if we could just all vaccinate, we could end this. That's the same lie they told the folks in the UK and in Spain and in Israel and in Canada and in France. And it is a lie. This is not about stopping the COVID. Now, while it appears people get protection, some, from the jab, it doesn't stop COVID. In fact, there's evidence it makes it worse. Most vaccinated country on earth is Israel, headline, UK Daily Mail. This was from earlier this week, actually. Israel is planning to administer a fourth COVID shot. Now, keep in mind, Israel is several months ahead of us because they have a vaccine pass system. Israel just announced that your vaccine passport will automatically, and you got to have one to participate in life. You want to eat, you want to work, you want to shop, you want to go to your kids' sporting events. You are not a person or a citizen in Israel unless you have a passport in good standing. And they will now automatically expire every 6 months unless you get the next booster. And they're on number four. Well, wait, I thought this was going to stop this. It's not. And in Israel, just like in the UK, they're honest with them. COVID will always be with us, no matter how many shots we get, and you're going to get a lot. So you understand, if you knuckle under to these two shots, you're really agreeing to 4 to 6 to 8 to 10 to 12. Every one of them, we're not going to have any trials before you take it. You're going to do this forever. Oh, come on, I'll just knuckle under one. No, forever. Or you're not a citizen in good standing. Every one they roll out, every booster will be just like the last, no trials. Folks, in this country, before the COVID shot, the shortest trial before a vaccine ever came to market was 4 years. They usually average 7 to 15. But they're safe for reproduction. We don't know that. UK Daily Mail just announced that the NIH is putting out a bid for the first large-scale test of whether this shot affects reproduction. Well, I thought they knew that. They don't. They can't. Folks, use your mind. When do we start shot? When do we start vaccinating? When we do that? And I'm not making against an argument against the shot. Understand that. It does provide some protection. You're going to get more protection than you have if you don't have it. When do we start giving the shot to people of childbearing age? Anybody know? April. It was April. How many months between April and September? Yeah, what, roughly what? If you got it right away, 5? How long does it take to carry a baby? 9? Even in Common Core math? Folks, the first COVID shot babies haven't been born yet. Most of them are just now being conceived, I think. They're just now rolling out the massive Grant the Good test, 500,000. It'll be the largest, first and largest scale test of this on a level, on a scale that you would actually genuinely use if you were doing vaccine trials. We're doing the trial now. So when they tell you safe, that what they're saying, they don't know. And it may be safe and effective long term. That is a very real possibility. But the truth is they don't know. They can't know. It's impossible. Does this cause long-term fertility problems? Well, there's people out there on the internet saying, oh, yes, it does. It can make you infertile. There's other people saying from our government, no, it's totally safe. Both are being dishonest with you. Neither have a clue. You can't know that without a vaccine trial. You cannot know. It's got to go for a long time. This is why it's got to go for a minimum of 4 years. You need time for people trying to get pregnant. You need time to see how does this affect year one and year two and year three. People understand this. This is why so many healthcare people are unvaccinated. You look at ANMED. Shocking number with ANMED. Before their vaccine mandate, ANMED, you know, being one of our hospital systems here, only 52% of their healthcare workers were vaccinated. Ask yourself why. Because these people understand vaccine trials. Again, I'm not making an argument for or against. I'm telling you, this is what we don't know. And this is what we will not know about every booster going forward. They are at booster number 2, shot number 4 in Israel. And in Israel, they're honest with their people. This is a UK Daily Mail. The country's national coronavirus czar, Salman Zarqa, said the country needs to prepare for a fourth injection, which could be modified to better protect against new variants of the virus. Here's the truth that our elites won't give us in America. Given that the virus is here and will continue to be here, we also need to prepare for a fourth injection. This is our life from now on in waves. Do you notice what's missing there? He didn't blame this on the unvaccinated in Israel. Because there practically aren't any. And they just hit an all-time high in cases 2 weeks ago. More cases there than here. And we are a much larger country, and they are much more vaxxed than we are. That is the truth. And Biden didn't tell you the truth yesterday. Texter on the comments says, retirement planning text line, which is 71307, says, I am the hiring person at Lowe's. No one is applying now. 28 out of 30 employees who had the virus were vaccinated. Wow. 28 out of 30 employees who had the virus were vaccinated? Sounds like my family. My dad was the one who got sick and spread it to everybody else, and he was the vaccinated one. 28 out of 30 employees who have the virus were vaccinated. If they pass this, we will be screwed. Half of my employees will have to go. Another texter writes, one business owner I know, 120 employees, is dividing off some of his employees into a separate LLC for payroll to avoid the 100-plus vax mandate. Texter writes, hey, Tira, had I known about monoclonal antibodies a week ago, I could have saved my aunt who just passed away yesterday at St. Francis of COVID. Yeah, your doctor won't tell you about it. A lot of them don't know. They're very misinformed. It's not their fault. They're smart people. It's just that they're in the habit of following the CDC. And basically, the CDC protocol, for the most part, is just to not treat you at all until you need the ventilator and the remdesivir. By the way, do you know why that is? NIH board members who, there's a panel that approves treatment protocols. Yeah, 7 out of 10 members are on the Gilead payroll. Gilead makes remdesivir. See how this works? Oh, you know what's crazy, folks? I'm going to jump on the line after this. Do you know what Biden didn't do yesterday? I'm waiting for somebody to notice this because I noticed it right away. You don't get a pass. You got to have the vaccine. You know who gets a pass, though? Every one of these boosters will be experimental. There will be no drug trial. You know who gets a pass? Pfizer, Moderna. You know they still have the 100% legal protection from lawsuits should anything happen to you. The 12,000 deaths reported in VAERS, 6,000 here in this country, and another 6,000 outside of country. VAERS is the CDC's tracking system for vaccine adverse reactions. It's on the CDC website. You know they can't sue. So if this is truly effective and very, very safe, then what Biden needs to do, what Congress needs to do to prove it to us, lift the liability shield off Moderna and Pfizer. But you notice they didn't do that. That's weird, huh? Didn't do that. I don't know why. It's totally safe, right? No side effects. Can't say there's side effects. They'll drub you off the internet. So, okay, good. Then they ought to have some skin in the game, too. It's totally safe. Lift the do you realize they have an almost, it is virtually airtight legal protection? Why they have that? Why didn't they lift that? Make a lot of people feel better about getting a shot. They want people to get the shot, right? Texter writes, oh, man, I am a young and healthy pregnant MD, medical doctor. As a family, we are terrified I may be forced to take the vaccine. Y'all, I wish I could show you the emails in my inbox from doctors who are unvaccinated. There are a lot of them in the upstate. A lot. All right, Mark from Boiling Springs got about a minute and a half. Go ahead, Mark.
Hi, Tara. To exactly what you just said. Just take them. You're saying there's a lot of doctors who are emailing you and such so forth. Exponentially across the country, same story. You can't imagine it's not. So where are they at? Why aren't they out of the shadows? And I want to answer that based on what you just said. It's about the money. So is it about your Hippocratic oath or is it about the money? Are you willing to be uncomfortable to do the right thing? I'm asking all the doctors that may be listening or the ones that want to write an email. An email doesn't do squat. Them getting together across this country and the planet, for that matter, and coming out against this, it's science. It's supposed to be about science. Do the right thing. Protect people like you swore to do. So, you know, I have no sympathy for their whining on an email. Come together. Fight this. It's about the science. I know doctors. I have doctors in my family who feel the way you're talking about. But again, do you have the courage to be uncomfortable? We talk about founders. We talk about the Constitution. We talk about what made our country what it is. People that were willing to put their name on a document, big and bold like John Hancock, and put everything on the line. Are they willing to do it? If they're not, find something else to do. get out of your big home, get uncomfortable, and do the right thing. That's what I'm saying to all the doctors that might be listening and want to write you a little email. What are they doing about it?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.